Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. 4/22/24. Some even numbers there. 16 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. Little chilly out there this morning for late April, but we are not below freezing. Now, I was thinking this morning, because a lot of people came up to me over the weekend and said, boy, they can't wait to get warm. And I remember last year at this time, I think April was pretty warm last year. As a matter of fact, I remember having the conversation with people that I don't think we had a day below freezing in the month of May, which was weird for a lot of people because they really couldn't get out and do their planting or gardening or things they wanted to do. Or they got out and did it early as opposed to doing it later, which I'm not sure is, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know. But it's not extremely warm yet. The weekend certainly was not warm, mid-50s, things like that. But it did seem like last year it was a little warmer at this time. But you know what? I think this is what April is supposed to be like. I don't think it's supposed to be much over 50, but who knows? In any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also wanted to let you know, now, I had a poinsettia. Let's start there. I had a poinsettia that I was given the day before Christmas Eve. Now, that plant lived well in to the month of March. And then it died, and I thought, well, I kept this thing living for a long time, red leaves and all. Well, when that died, I was given, I think it's called a shamrock plant. And the shamrock plant seems to be doing pretty good. Let's take the phone call here, and then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
And how do you love this sunrise and the warmth that it's bringing to you?
You know, this is a beautiful morning. Even though it's a little chilly, I like the sun.
Well, I like to hear your voice saying it's a beautiful morning, and it's going to be more beautiful after I tell you something.
Okay.
And this is going to pertain to you to start your week off.
Oh, good.
Okay. Why? On Sunday, I get up a little bit early, and I tour, and so tour took me on Main Street. Well, I'm going up north. You know, I always admired the Catholic Church. That church, I don't know. You can look it up someday and present the date that was built. But it's always a big church there, and they have early mass, and in between and all that, there's always people going across the street. But I continued on up north. And as on my way up, I passed McDonald's. Well, you know what the opposite side of McDonald's is?
I can't remember. What is it?
Well, I can't either because it's tore down, Scott, and a big chain link fence around it. And it's got huge, I mean, you could dance in this huge porta potty. So it isn't going to be over on somebody else's place like the taco thing out there on
that was a problem. Yes, the mausoleum. I remember that.
Hey, this baby is a really big thing going in up there. And to my wondering eyes appeared, I thought, I wonder what's going up there. There's a house to the north of it, and they got this huge chain link fence around it, and a porta potty inside. And I looked a little bit closer. And what to my wondering eyes appeared was a little banner hanging up on the corner of the building saying, Wendy's.
Wendy's?
On North Main Street.
Oh.
Now, this is what I do. I know that you don't like to put over the air of anything that somebody tells you, but I don't know how else. About a size banner, about, oh, maybe 2x4 at the most. And it says Wendy's. And so isn't that a really a good thing for North Main Street?
I think that's tremendous. So it's going to be next to McDonald's on North Main Street.
No, it is not. It's across the street.
Oh, the street. Okay.
So what does Wendy say to McDonald's? Hey, big boy, move over. Here we come. And that's Dave talking about Wendy. And I think I don't remember, was that a daughter somehow that have come to be that name, Dave named or something like that. But anyhow, you know what it is.
Yeah, that was Dave Thomas's youngest daughter. I think her name was Melinda. But I like when Wendy's opens up because Wendy's started right here in Ohio. And I do think they have the best hamburgers in fast food.
Well, I thought you'd like this. So getting right back to what I quoted there at the beginning of my talk is that you are going to be awarded the first, well, maybe not the first, but the first day they open, you are going to be awarded a meal of your choice from Carol and I at Wendy's.
Oh, I appreciate that.
So whenever it comes up, we hope that it isn't like a long-lasting thing like the taco places out there on 95 besides the mausoleum, but we'll keep track of that, and you be the spearhead on keeping track of that, and you'll say, you know, I think it's tomorrow that I'm supposed to get the first, well, not the first, but the first day they open, I'll see to it that you get whatever you want off the menu there, and regardless of price. Boy, isn't that deep pocket.
that is a big gift here in April. That's a big-time gift. Well, that is interesting. Now I'm trying to think what used to be across the street from McDonald's on Main Street. There was something there. I wonder what they tore down.
Well, Scott, I couldn't keep track. Remember Long John Silver's is up there on Main Street?
Oh, is that maybe that's gone. Is that what they tore down?
Oh, it was still there. I looked it over, and I said, why did they ever take Long John Silver? But here's my big issue for Marion, and that's what we're considered Marion here, the new mayor and the other two mayors and everything that's been here in our so-called generation, you know, that or yours more than mine, but Marion's on the grow, and Wendy's is one of the big boys that's moving in right across the street, and we're going to have competition going up North Main Street. And I went to the radio station, and I looked that all over. My heart was set on that. And I was up to remembering the things over up there. And there was the Red Apple, and you can remember Crystal Lake was up there in the north end, and Evans Quarry, WMRN, Stewart's Root Beer, Hamilton's Quarry, the Catholic Church from the Catholic Church on north. There all that is. You know, if I was an investor and if I had a lot of money, I'd be investing in properties, and there's a lot of homes up there on both sides. I think Marion might be, one of these days, is going north, and they don't have to go too far north. They got excess coming off of 23 into Marion. They got the split of Route 4 and the other split there that you can take Route 4 and go to Cedar Point. You can take the other split and go to Upper Sandusky. Then you go up there, you're hit on 23. And going right there into Port Clinton on the west and east side of Lake Erie. What a big lake that is. And so there's a lot of things coming on, Scott. So, and this is another big thing. Carol, my wife, she become another great-grandmother.
Oh, congratulations.
Thursday, and here's the name of the new one. It is Carol Irene. Now, the way that's come from the mother of the two young ladies was the first one 2 years ago was Shirley Jean. And then she said, well, I got another great-granddaughter coming. I'm going to call it Carol Irene. And those are the two great-grandmothers from our granddaughter that had the baby. So isn't that a coincidental thing?
I like to see that people keep things like that in the family. I like that.
Yeah. Isn't it great? And here it is. Just listen, Shirley Jean and Carol Irene. Listen to the really mellow part of names and how they rhyme.
It sounds great to me. And you know what? I could not agree more with you about the north end of town. There's something going on, and there's been something going on over there for the past few years. We always talk about downtown and the east side of town and all that. But now that they're putting in a Wendy's, they've got a Taco Bell. They've got the only Rallies. They've got the only Dairy Queen. They've got McDonald's. They've got $2 stores. They've got Victor's Tacos, and now a Wendy's over there? I mean, there's...
I looked at all that because I knew, and listening to your show all the time, and a lot of people think, well, all he does is blow off. But I listen to the particulars of the host of the show. What interests them? If you're in with the host of the show, you're in with the show.
There you go. I like. Hopefully, most people don't think I just blow off, but you never know. You never know.
But you know what? Look at the one. A 5-year-old is in on this, and the 2-year-old, the 5-day-old, and the 2-year-old. Is in on this presentation to you that Wendy's is going to be they're part of the ones that donating that to you, Scott. When Wendy's opens up the first day, and if everything goes well, you'll have it on air that this comes from so and so.
Well, I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Won't that make the sunshine today make you start your day off great?
That makes my day even better.
Well, thanks, Scott. You have a good one.
You too. Bye bye. All right. Lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, how about that? Now, I'm trying to think of the last time I was on North Main Street. It hasn't been all that long ago. But interesting that Wendy's is coming to North Main Street. Now I'm trying to think in my mind, what in the world apparently used to be across the street from McDonald's on Main Street. Now, there's a dollar store right there, I think. The Family Dollar Store, I think that's right there. And the old Long John Silver's, which used to be the old Carnivelli's pizza, is right there. But I can't think of what else would be there that would be torn down to make room for Wendy's. Was it just a house? Does anybody remember it? Can anybody picture what used to be there where Wendy's is going on North Main Street? I think that's great, though, and I have said this. I don't know what's going on the north end of town, but something has been going on over there for the last couple years. I mean, when you think about downtown Marion, we're always talking about downtown Marion. Well, that's fine, but, you know, for some reason, the big chain restaurants and the big chain stores seem to want to open up on North Main Street. I mean, think of all the things that are on North Main Street already. You've got the McDonald's. You've got the only Dairy Queen. You've got the only Rallies in town. You've got the only Victor's Taco. You've got Taco Bell. You've got the Family Dollar. You've got the dollar, what is it, Dollar General? Is that what it is there, I think? Go ahead, caller.
I get so excited about stuff to you and everything, but I forgot the main thing. It goes back in the historical people that knows that. One that was on, I just caught a little bit of Mr. Reese on there talking to Charlie before your show come on. They went back about Taft and President Harding. That was really interesting, that last leg of that. And Charlie talking about drugs and control and stuff and getting that back on his feet, and it's starting to materialize. But, Ever Baker, founder of Marion. But how about Crystal Lake? There's some date on that, and that would be, to me, in that fork of the road going to Sandusky and going to Upper Sandusky. Either way, you can get the north end of the lake by going up there and hitting 53 and going into Portland, or you can go up there and get it to the other end of the lake, the east end there going to Cedar Point. But I wonder what the date is on that. And I say to me, that would have been that ballroom and dance floor up there at the tip of North Marion, and North Marion never gets snow, never, ever, ever. In my growing up life, and I've been here for 82 years, you never heard much only about that crystal, and that was some big deal. So to me, I think that was the beginning of the north end of Marion right there. Was that was the big thing, and I think it's going to, if I had money, there's a lot of houses on both sides of there. Buddy, I'd be investing in property up there. Probably, that's probably been invested in long before we talked about Wendy's this morning.
You know, what do you think is draw? Because every area has a little neighborhood around it. What do you think is drawing the people to North Main?
I don't know how they're going to do it, and if it does progress, but they got to have the entrance off the main routes and get that bottleneck stuff. If they would have done that on 95, in the beginning, now when that was all farmland, Lawrence, not the one related to the apple orchard out here. That's a different Lawrence up there. That money and stuff in those land things. When that started, well, they should have had the better planning on the state side and on the Marion side. Had their heads together, make this mess up. They didn't know that was going to be that big of a bang. But after downtown Marion left, the big boys went out there and they saw the opportunity met, and the highways come down there. But they didn't think about the city traffic going up and back on it.
And you know what else we have on North Main Street? Marion's oldest restaurant, Stewart's Root Beer.
Well, that's I had that in my head. I didn't mention it. Yeah, and then there's the old red apple that got a lot of talk about, the elephants getting killed and all that stuff up there. And so, yeah, there's history right there in that street going up there. That's the gateway to one of the most attractions around here, with a gas full of tank going to Cedar Point.
You know, somebody must know, and I'm being told, Kevin, one of our listeners out there, just sent me a message. Wendy's is being built where the old computer store was. They tore that down to build Wendy's there on North Main.
Okay. This stuff is happening so fast with the not getting around like we used to. You know, we'd travel all over Marion when we was young with the kids and stuff going here and there. But, buddy, things are changing drastically, and if you aren't up there every week, but I get up there, and I can report on Marion because it's quiet and a little bit, and I can squeeze in. And right back there, they're tearing other buildings down on the other stuff area there. It's going to be a big surprise. Maybe not in my days, in Carol's days, but in your days, if you hang around Marion Way, the thing is it's on its way, and you're going to have the first meal out of Wendy's. That's the greatest thing.
That is the big. You know what I'm thinking now, though? Burger King is going to have to build on North Main now. They're going to be the only ones left out.
I told Carol, I said, I wish up there at the fork they'd put in a big thing like, what's the Olive Garden? I mean, a huge Olive Garden with big, you know, you don't have, and that was my favorite, but I don't know about how they're standing up with other competitors. But Olive Garden, I always liked that. You could have a salad and you could have the soups and salad, and that was a pretty good all-around healthy food that you could eat, you know, Scott?
You can, and you could also have some Italian food if you wanted it.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. I call that good food, but that's got a lot of pasta. I don't think about that. I'm fortunate enough, and as long as I can keep eating till the day I die, well, that's what I'm going to eat, whatever I want. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, well, now we know. Thank you, Kevin, who's out there listening. Wendy's is going to go where the old computer store was. I remember that now, up on North Main. I'll tell you, there's something going on North Main Street that these big, big businesses, billion-dollar businesses, building chains, building franchises or whatever they are, on North Main Street. Now, that would be the third Wendy's in Marion, Ohio. Now, can you imagine that? Remember back in the old days when the only fast food chain really had three of was McDonald's? We always had McDonald's on the east side of town, the south end of town, and the north end. But now we've got three Taco Bells. We're going to have three Wendy's. There's something something going on North Main where all these businesses are able to be supported there and do well. Now, I think it's because people who work downtown go to these restaurants. But interesting to me because the south end of town, if you're downtown, going to the south end of town is about the same distance as going to the north end of town. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, apparently we lost that. You give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that was you, give us a buzz back and we'll put you up on the air. But it's kind of interesting because if you are downtown, I think that the south end of town would be as easy to get to as the north end of town. But for some reason, people tend to go to the north end of town, and they got to cross some tracks to go to the north end of town. But in any event, the south end of town, I don't know. It's kind of waning. I'll tell you, I think it's those islands that they've put in out there. I do not understand those islands. I don't know what's going on with that. Those islands are horrible. And you know what? You hate to talk bad about anything, but those islands are just a mess. On the south end of town, they're in front of Wendy's and Arby's, and there's one in front of McDonald's. I mean, you just can't get around. You know, the businesses have to hate those. And maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I would think that Wendy's would still do a pretty good business out on the south end of town, but maybe that's part of the reason that they want to do things like this. I have no idea. But again, the phone lines are open today. 740-751-4038. Wendy's on the north end of town, apparently coming sometime in the very near future. Well, that can't be a bad thing at all. And apparently, I'll get one of the first meals out of the new Wendy's on the north end of town. Now, that really is a good thing, because I've always said this, if you want fast food hamburgers, to me, the place to go is Wendy's. I don't know why, I just think they have something different there. I like their fries, of course I like their chili, and I like their Frosties. So there's really nothing from Wendy's that I really don't like. So that's a good thing. Now, it is interesting, again, though, that the Wendy's on North Main Street really is how far from the Wendy's on the south end of town. What is that? Miles, maybe, from each other? It's interesting how much can be supported in a certain area. I wonder if it's because the ballparks are over there or something. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, you got to watch what you're saying now.
Uh-oh, what'd I say?
There's your girlfriend up there to the root beer stand. Now, she's one of your best ones. And then there's the other girlfriend, Mary Ellen Withrow. You sit on stools in the Stewart's root beer stand, so you got to be a little careful there for those two girlfriends of yours.
Got to be a little more judicious when I explain these things.
Oh, my goodness, yes, you got to watch And you're dealing with another woman there, Wendy's, you know, that's the woman's name. So I just thought, beware.
I know, I got to watch it.
They're coming from all directions, Scott.
I don't want to step on any landmines this morning.
But you got a big porta potty up there fenced in, buddy. I mean, you can dance in that one.
Well, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness.
It's a different color, and Carol said long before when we talked about porta potty, she said they ought to be all handicapped. Well, that's the big trend. That may be there for construction people. If they're big, they can get in there. And if they're really, really in a hurry, you probably could squeeze two in there. One could use the one side, one can use the other thing. There's usually two places you can relieve yourself.
Well, see, I like when people do things together.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye-bye. You gotta like when people do things together, when people share. I guess that even, you know, Pastor Craig, our pastor here at the station, is in the portable. Now, it's my understanding that I think the correct terminology, because heaven knows I want to be right with this, portable toilet, I think is what it's called now. I think we went over this, Pastor Craig and I, after a discussion of this one time. It was, now they were heavy, they were called porta potties for a long time. But I think the proper terminology now is portable toilet. So I'm going to go with that. Yeah, but Michelle has great hamburgers down at Stewart's, although I don't think I've had one this year. I usually get the shredded chicken when I go to Stewart's. And you know, it's funny, the last time I saw Mary Ellen, which might have been Eclipse Day, I think is the last time I saw her, she was talking about how we had not been to Stewart's this year. So we're going to have to take that trip and go on over to Stewart's. We haven't done it. So we're going to have to do it at some point in the near future. But they have good food. But for some reason, when I'm at Stewart's, my go-tos tend to be dogs, the footlong dogs, or the shredded chicken sandwiches. Go ahead.
That kind of be sour grapes with me, the pronunciation of that. I don't give a daggone what it is. When I got to go, I got to go. And when I was a little kid, we went into the outhouse, and they called it a lot of things. They tipped over the outhouse. They called it a lot of me. But, buddy, the relief is relief, pal. And if you have to just, and I'm an outdoors guy, and I've done it in the woods. And they said, does a bear in the woods? You bet he does.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, and the bear, you heard that old saying, does a bear in the woods? Yes, he does.
So, he certainly does.
You talk to the bear about the facilities. Goodbye.
You go. All I'm saying is, you can call it whatever you want. I think the pastor who's in that business told me one time the correct terminology these days is portable toilet. But I could be wrong. You never know. Wouldn't be the first time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, it's the development of Marion. Even if it's fast food, you gotta love this. Wendy's coming to North Main Street. How about that? Nothing wrong with that. I'm sure that'll make a lot of people happy who work over on North Main Street or close to that particular area. Now, there's a place that will be very, very busy, because the Wendy's in Marion, in general, are just very busy. You know, on Friday nights when I go to the radio station to do the Friday night show, I pretty well cover the whole east end of town as I'm going over to the radio station, which is on the south end of town. And Wendy's is always busy on Friday night. Now, every so often, you'll see a little bit of a line at Burger King. You might even see a little bit of a line at McDonald's, but nothing like what you see at Wendy's. Wendy's has always got a line almost completely wrapped around the building. And it's kind of strange, because the hardest business to get out of there, really, on the east side of town, is Wendy's. It's one of the harder businesses to get out of. So, you know, it's interesting how this all shakes out in the end. But anyway, 39 degrees and 39. Well, I'm getting a message. Am I live right now? Yes, I'm live. 8 to 10 every morning. 44 minutes past the hour. April 22nd, 2024. 39 degrees, sunny skies here in the Marion area. But how about that? That's the news off the bat this morning. Wendy's comes to North Main Street in the very near future, where the old computer store was. Apparently that's gone now. And I get the first meals from there. So now I'm going to have to order big. I'm going to have to order big when I get that first meal from Wendy's on North Main Street. Boy, I hope they open up quick. You know, where the radio station's located now, we're right between the south location of Wendy's and the north location of Wendy's. So, this is where we'll be. And again, phone lines are open this morning. If you have anything you'd like to talk about, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But breaking news here this morning, Wendy's comes to the north end of town. Go ahead, caller.
Don't worry about ordering big. I got two great-granddaughters, and they got money that you don't believe. You might be investing in some property. You know,
they got the dough.
Yeah, you ain't a kidding. They have. They know where the flow is, too.
They'll be able to cover that value meal for me.
That's all right. You can guarantee that, and you'll be the you'll always like to have the national attraction. Well, I think you, the first radio announcer in Marion, Ohio, will I already announced it. You're going to get okay.
Thank you. See, right there you go. Now, see, that makes everything else just look minuscule at this point. I was signing the hot dog at Tony Pecco's, and I believe, again, and somebody can always correct me if I'm wrong on this, but being the first radio announcer from Marion, Ohio, to do something on the national level, maybe, unless somebody tells me I'm wrong. Oh, by the way, we did have a question earlier on about when was St. Mary's built? Now, it looks as if the date that I have here, October 23rd, 1898, is what I'm being shown here. So I'm going to go with that. October 23rd, 1898. Now, there was also a story in the Marion Star that says St. Mary's Catholic celebrates 125 years in Marion. Now, that was from last fall, September of 23. So 125 years, yeah, I think that's probably right, 1898. October 23rd, 1898 is when it was built. So that's how long the old church has been there. It's a Victorian Gothic structure dedicated October 23rd, 1898, if you ever wonder when St. Mary's was dedicated to Marion. All right. So again, breaking news this morning, Wendy's soon to come to the north end of town. That's going to be a lot of fun, because now, no matter where you are in Marion, there will be a Wendy's close by. Whether you're coming from Williamsport Road, whether you're coming from Kroger on the south end of town, whether you're coming from Meyer, you're always going to have to pass by a Wendy's. And, you know, Wendy's has those Marion roots, has those Ohio roots. Dave Thomas founded Wendy's in Ohio. I forget when that was, 50s, 60s, something like that. But the first Wendy's used to be down on Broad Street in Columbus, Ohio, right across from the old Cosi. I don't know what's there now. I think they tore it down. But it was open for a long time. It used to be something for the kids who went down to Cosi when it was downtown on Broad Street. They would go across the street and eat at the first Wendy's, which did not have a drive-thru. Does anybody remember that? That used to be a lot of fun when you were making those trips around town. But in any event, that's the news this morning. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I might have to get a triple now, you know, get a big bacon triple sandwich and fries and nice chocolate frosty there, large Diet Coke. Who do you think has the best fast food in Marion? Now, I've told you what my opinion is, and it's definitely Wendy's. But who do you believe has the best hamburgers in town? I mean, a lot of people still like McDonald's. A lot of people still like the Big Mac. A lot of people like the Whopper over at Burger King. A lot of people like the Big Buford. Just kind of depends, I guess, what your taste buds do or feel or so on and so forth. But mine have always been Wendy's. I'll tell you, it's a high pollen day. And I saw that pop up earlier, and I thought, boy, it is a high pollen day. I can just feel it in my throat today. These months, April, May, and June, are just horrible for pollen. If you get any pollen, if you go outside at all, which I already have this morning to go to McDonald's, you are just overwhelmed with pollen during these months. There was something I wanted to say earlier. Oh, my shamrock plant is living as near as I can tell. So I've kept that alive since March. Here we are in late April. But I will tell you, the Easter lily went down. The Easter lily did not survive. Now, I don't know what caused the Easter lily, but the Easter lily definitely did not make it. I had to toss out the Easter lily, I believe it was on Friday, Thursday or Friday. I don't know what happened with that thing. When I got it, which would have been maybe Easter, day before Easter, so late March, it had not even fully opened yet. And then it finally bloomed, it opened, and then it just, I don't know, just kind of started to go by the wayside. But I don't think Easter lilies last a whole long time. I don't think you can keep those going forever. Now, I'm sure there's some people who can. Some people who are very much into horticulture. You know, there was, who was it? No, by the way, did you catch the Friday night show with Matt and Miranda and Mike Wilson? Now, I'll tell you, if you ever wanted to hear a show, that was an interesting show. And speaking of people's toilet habits, toiletries, and so on and so forth, we heard all about that on Friday night. You know, Friday night was just one of those shows where I felt like no matter what question I asked, I was going to get a different answer. It did not matter what I was talking about. It was going to be off somewhere else. And Miranda, God love her, she kind of has her own answers to everything. She kind of has her own perspective, and I like that. I think that's nice. She's certainly not argumentative or anything like that. She's just got her own philosophies in life and got her own thoughts on things, and it was interesting. Let's put it that way. Did anybody hear the Friday night show last Friday night with Miranda and Mike Wilson and Matt and myself? It was an interesting show. I'd be interested to hear anybody's thoughts on that. You know, for the most part, the people I heard from seemed to like the show, which that's good. You know, every so often, I think we need a good offbeat show. But the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, yeah, I watched it. I listened to it, but I was just interrupted for about an hour or so. The most beautiful interruption I ever had is our grandson and his wife. They come over, and we had the tablet there, and Carol got to sit there and see her great-granddaughter. It would be about, she was born Thursday morning, and that was Friday night, and so I missed a little bit of it, but it was a really good show. But Carol got to see her on the iPad laying on her mother's chest, and we could look at her right in the eye, and you're talking about beautiful things for older people. Now, this internet and everything got all of the complaints and stuff there, but for older people like ourselves, it's very, very, very nice.
Technology.
And we didn't have to go. There, the mother was in the hospital down there at Columbus, and there we saw the newborn right on her chest from our living room here. Now, you talk about that. But, I listened to the show, and I told you a long time ago when you got involved with young people, there's the up-and-coming thing. It isn't the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s anymore. It's starting with the 20s and coming up into the 40s. So those people are going to be running this country, and you're going to learn a lot of them because you're not going to be, it's happening so fast, you're not going to be able to absorb it. But having along there, you got a lesson, didn't you?
Oh, it was just a fascinating show because whatever I would talk about, they kind of took it off in their own little area, and they were definitely talkative Friday night, that's for sure.
And you're good at talking, and you got that pertains to talking, but they told you a little bit more about what's going on in the younger generation, and it goes by fast, Scott. That's what I'm talking about. We talk about yesteryears. Well, those days are gone. The outhouse is gone, and we got new lingo for the new one. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's right. It just keeps on moving. Everything is just forward motion, that's for sure. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But last Friday's show, you know, it was entertaining. Let's put it that way. I got messages from many people during that show telling me how entertained they were by that particular show. And I would have to say wholeheartedly that it was definitely different. You know, I'm trying to even remember off the top of my head what Miranda said. She was probably the most outspoken on Friday night, or maybe the most offbeat, which is not bad at all. I think offbeat is very good. Mike was good. Now, it was good to have Mike back in. We hadn't had Mike in for a while. And I certainly don't think ever with that particular group. And Matt, who's always there, is always good, and that was fun. But boy, I'll tell you, there were some real deep conversations there on Friday night that heretofore had not been had. And it just seemed, and maybe it was just Miranda, now that I think back on it, it just seemed like whatever I was talking about or somebody else was talking about, she kind of answered maybe a question she had heard possibly in her own mind, which is nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. And you know, I'll tell you what makes me think of this is the whole toiletry thing. She kind of went off on her own, in her own area, on the toiletry thing. On Friday, talking about how she does not like to use public restrooms and how she gets around using public restrooms. Now, I'll tell you, if that wasn't fascinating to you, there is just nothing that is fascinating. If you remember, you know, I hate to give away what we talked about on Friday, but she talked about carrying cat litter in her car. And apparently, I guess you can buy these things. I don't know if they're for cats or not. I don't know. But apparently, you carry bags of cat litter in your car. You can buy these. And if you're stuck and have to go to the restroom, that's what you do. I'd never heard of that. You know, I've lived a little bit now, but honestly, that was new to me. And then she was talking about her relationships with the children of her kids and how she ran out on the wedding to go to a concert. I thought that was interesting. See, to me, there was a little more of a psychological problem there. It seemed to me as if she just did not want to get married. I don't necessarily know that you would run out on a concert or run out on your wedding to go to a concert unless you really did not want to be married in the first place. Now, that did come off a conversation about people having cold feet. I thought that was an interesting statistic. I don't have the statistic in front of me. But apparently, 1 in 5 people have cold feet before they get married. 20% of people think about ducking out on the wedding before it happens. And apparently some people do it. I don't think most people end up ducking out. I think they just feel like they want to duck out. I wish more people did duck out. 1 in 5, that's a heavy-duty number. If more people ducked out, maybe we would have less trouble. Maybe there would be less problem in the whole thing. But, Friday night was interesting. If you listened, you certainly got an education from Mike and Miranda and Matt and myself. But I love a good eclectic group, so nothing wrong there. And don't forget the news this morning. Wendy's soon to open on North Main Street across from McDonald's. I'll be back right after this short, important break.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.
And then awkward enough.